Maria was very hard on his bigotry. So far she had not affected his resolution, but he would much prefer not to die. He would abandon a hero's or a martyr's end gladly. He did not want to make a Thermopylae, nor be Horatius on any bridge, nor be the Dutch boy with his finger in that dike. No, he would like to spend some time with Maria. That was the simplest expression of it. He would like to spend a long, long time with her. He did not believe there was ever going to be any such thing as a long time anymore, but if there ever was such a thing, he would like to spend it with her. We could go into the hotel and register as Dr. and Mrs. Livingstone, I presume, he thought. Why not marry her? Sure, he thought, I will marry her. Then we will be Mr. and Mrs. Robert Jordan of Sun Valley, Idaho, or Corpus Christi, Texas, or Butte, Montana. Spanish girls make wonderful wives. I've never had one, so I know. And when I get my job back at the university, she can be an instructor's wife. And when undergraduates who take Spanish 4 come in to smoke pipes in the evening and have those so valuable informal discussions about Quevedo, Lope de Vega, Galdós, and the other always admirable dead, Maria can tell them about how some of the blue-shirted crusaders for the true faith sat on her head while others twisted her arms and pulled her skirts up and stuffed them in her mouth. I wonder how they will like Maria in Missoula, Montana. That is, if I can get a job back in Missoula. I suppose that I am ticketed as a red there now for good and will be on the general blacklist, though you never know. You never can tell. They've no proof of what you do, and as a matter of fact, they would never believe it if you told them, and my passport was valid for Spain before they issued the restrictions. The time for getting back will not be until the fall of 37. I left in the summer of 36, and though the leave is for a year, you do not need to be back until the fall term opens in the following year. There is a lot of time between now and the fall term. There is a lot of time between now and day after tomorrow, if you want to put it that way. No, I think there is no need to worry about the university. Just you turn up there in the fall, and it will be all right. Just try and turn up there. But it has been a strange life for a long time now. Damned if it hasn't. Spain was your work and your job, so being in Spain was natural and sound. You had worked summers on engineering projects, and in the Forest Service building roads, and in the park, and learned to handle powder, so the demolition was a sound and normal job too. Always a little hasty, but sound. Once you accept the idea of demolition as a problem, it is only a problem. But there was plenty that was not so good that went with it, although God knows you took it easily enough. There was the constant attempt to approximate the conditions of successful assassination that accompanied the demolition. Did big words make it more defensible? Did they make killing any more palatable? You took to it a little too readily, if you ask me, he told himself. And what you will be like, or just exactly what you will be suited for when you leave the service of the Republic is, to me, he thought, extremely doubtful. But my guess is you will be rid of all that by writing about it, he said. Once you write it down, it is all gone. It will be a good book if you can write it. Much better than the other. But in the meantime, all the life you have or ever will have is today, tonight, tomorrow, today, tonight, tomorrow, over and over again, I hope, he thought. And so you had better take what time there is and be very thankful for it. If the bridge goes bad. It does not look too good just now. But Maria has been good, has she not? Oh, has she not, he thought. Maybe that is what I am to get now from life. Maybe that is my life. And instead of it being 80 years and 10, it is 48 hours. Or just 80 hours and 10, or 12 rather. 24 hours in a day would be 80 and 12 for the 3 full days. I suppose it is possible to live as full a life in 70 hours as in 70 years, granted that your life has been full up to the time that the 70 hours start, and that you have reached a certain age.